This might be the most perfect day to have live jazz in the studio that was ever made. Just the perfect mixture of mood and thunder. And it is a pleasure to welcome to the studio the Keigo Hirakawa Trio. Keigo, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Oh, there we go. There it is. I'm so pleased that you could come. You're celebrating the release of your second CD this Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
At Jilly's at 7 o'clock. Jilly's a just fabulous listening club here in the heart of our gem city. The new album is called "And Then There Were Three," and that's, I guess, a nod to the trio.
Actually, it's named after the composition that I have in there, and it's actually referring to my three boys that I got.
Oh. How lovely. Well, if you would, go ahead and play us a little. Again, playing live, celebrating the release of "And Then When There Were Three" at Jilly's this Sunday. Show gets underway at 7 o'clock. It's my pleasure to say, ladies and gentlemen, it's Keigo Hirakawa Trio.
You ready? One, two, thank you.
Keigo Hirakawa Trio. Lovely. What was the name of that tune, Keigo?
That was Unmarked Path, and it's actually written for Eddie Brookshire, who is sitting in the studio with me right now.
Indeed, Eddie Brookshire playing the bass today. Fine, fine work there, Eddie. Very nice. He can't hear me talking. But also pinch hitting on the drums today, Jerry Powell on stage this Sunday at 7 will be Fenton Sparkshire as a your regular drummer, shall we call him regular?
That's right.
Indeed.
Yeah.
It's a CD release party, and then there were three, the Keigo Hirakawa Trio. And so your wife is in the studio with me, and I find out that you have not just the three boys, but that they're six, and then you have a set of two-and-a-half-year-old twin boys.
Yeah, so.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was a surprise, of course.
So
the composition of the And Then There Were Three was written while my wife was pregnant.
Oh.
And it just kind of came to me. This is just before they were born, so.
But you knew there were two on the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I was thinking of the numbers here. You do solo, and then there's the Keigo Hirakawa Trio. Mm-hmm. Then you also play in the Brandon Coleman Quartet. That's mm-hmm. four. And then even further, you play with the Eddie Brookshire and his quintet. So
yeah.
You're not afraid of any combinations, any numbers.
Yeah, so this the trio that I have here is kind of a subset of Eddie's quintet, and this, you know, over the years we kind of developed our sound, and so I wanted to take sort of the rhythm section component of it and do something new.
Well, it just sounds fabulous. It's such a big, full sound for just the three of you. Again, the CD release party this Sunday at Jilly's. The show gets underway at 7 o'clock, and it's you guys are starting the show and playing all night, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. So I'm always interested in how your wife also tells me that you were born in Japan.
Yes, yeah.
And that you came here when you were 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's been, 20-some years since I've been I've moved here. And actually, the first place that I lived in was in Ohio, so.
Yeah, Akron.
Yeah.
Your family comes from the tire business.
Yeah, that's right.
You can learn a lot from a wife.
Well, yeah, that's
right.
Well, the Midwest is the automotives, right? So
right.
I guess I could never escape the Midwest.
So how did we win you from Akron? How did the Gem City snag Keigo?
Well, I guess I could say that I took a lot of detours. I ventured into the East Coast. And then, what brought me to Dayton was University of Dayton. And so I work there now.
Have you always played? Did you start playing in Japan?
No. Well, I was playing piano, and I was playing classical piano. But the jazz bug bit me, probably in high school. At the time, actually, I was playing a little bit of saxophone. When I first came to the U.S., I stopped playing piano. I picked up saxophone, and I was playing around with that. I heard this jazz music. Of course, if you're playing,
what is this?
Yeah, what is this thing? it really intrigued me, and I really needed to go back to an instrument that I was most comfortable with in order to make it serious. So I threw away my saxophone and then came back to piano. So it was kind of like I haven't picked up piano for a little while, but it was a good kind of comeback.
Well, lucky for us. It is the Keigo Hirakawa Trio live in our studio today. They're live on stage this Sunday at 7 at Jilly's. Just such a great room to listen and partake of local fine craftsmen practicing their great craft. Would you do another for us? Tell us maybe a little bit about the tune and then go right ahead.
So the next tune is And Then There Were Three, the title track. And you'll hear it going in and out of 4/4 time and 3/4 time in kind of plain words. So.
Oh, I love it. Very good. Keigo Hirakawa live on Excursions and his trio on 91.3 WYSO. Thank you. Keigo Hirakawa Trio live in studio on Excursions today. And that was lovely. Just lovely.
Thank you.
Do your boys know that's for them?
Well, had I known how active they are.
You would have made him livelier.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the title track from the new CD, the Keigo Hirakawa Trio, releasing that and celebrating it with a live performance this Sunday at Jilly's in the heart of downtown Dayton. The show gets underway at 7 o'clock. Keigo, did you know that there's a guy who apparently is some sort of Applied Sciences, Department of Statistics, Harvard University, engineering, brilliant person, has your exact name?
Well, that's kind of where I ended up.
It's you!
Yeah, that is me. Yeah. I hope my students aren't listening to me, but
hey, he called in sick today.
Yeah, that's right. I was in my engineering PhD, and then I kind of escaped. I had to do this music thing, so I didn't finish my PhD. I just went to Boston and started music school, New England Conservatory.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So, I had to write my dissertation while I was going to the other school. So it was kind of like going to two schools at once. But it kind of led me to sort of, it was a kind of wonderful opportunity that my mentor over there gave me.
Lovely. And I've often been struck how mathematical sciences and music and shape and function and sort of form and arc. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all there. Music and math share that.
Yeah, and the surprising sort of connection between the two is not of course there's sort of the geometry and the shapes, but beyond that there's sort of a creative component of math and engineering. So. I actually, the sort of the commonality I see between the two is actually on that creative side.
Where do you find creativity in your math?
Well, I mean, it's seeing it in a different light. You're always kind of looking at this shape or this equation from a different angle, and so and once you discover it, it's kind of like wow, it's always been there, but it's just never saw it before.
Little epiphany, mathematical epiphanies.
Yeah. Yeah. But you get that with music, too.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's just lovely. You guys sound great. The new record is called And Then There Were Three, Keigo Hirakawa Trio. And although you can find him in maybe different forms around the Miami Valley and beyond. If someone wanted to follow you more closely, they could just put your name in .com, keigohirakawa.com, and that's K-E-I-G-O. That's K-E-I-G-O, and then Hirakawa, kind of like it sounds, H-I-R-A-K-A-W-A. And we'll put this up on the WISO Facebook page, too, so you can find out more. Or best yet, you could just go to the show this Sunday at Jilly's, get a little creative math with your music on stage. Show gets underway at 7 o'clock. Do you have another one for us?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. The next one is Myth of Poseidon. That's a first track from the record.
It is the Keigo Hirakawa Trio live on Excursions. Thank you. tune is Myth of Poseidon. Someone's ringing. the phone is ringing. Eddie. Eddie Brookshire's got a phone call there. Yeah. I love that tune.
Thank you.
What a great way to start the collection. Just a nice jump-off point, an entree. Myth of Poseidon. You can hear that tune and many, many more this Sunday at Jilly's. Just great traditional jazz club, but you can find all kinds of music there in a great room to listen in. And Then There Were Three is the name of it. And you can seek it out on SoundCloud, right?
Yep.
And you've got some videos up on YouTube, but the best way might just be to go to the show this Sunday night. So I'm looking here at your discography.
Yeah.
And just the two.
Yeah.
And the first one was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
I've been playing with this guy, Eddie.
And writing music.
Yeah, writing music. Yeah. This CD was kind of long in coming.
They're probably calling to say how great you sound on the radio.
I'm a slow composer. It takes me a long time. So, you know, I had this idea. I wanted to do this. But it just takes that long to kind of put it together. And I also want to make sure that it's all cohesive. So, I have a lot of half-baked tunes in there. But, I'm very happy with the way it came out.
I see that you guys are playing from sheet music. So do you write it down as you go, or do you let it form maybe more fully in your imagination before you write it down?
Yeah, there's many different sort of ways that these come about. Sometimes they all come out in one sitting. And, if it's flowing out really rapidly out of me, then I'll just, take my smartphone, put it on record and just play.
Wow.
And sometimes there are tunes that take months. I just write it down a little bit and then, I scrap it and then come back and look at it again and scrap it. And,
have you ever found something and felt like there's no way I ever even wrote that?
Yeah, there's many of those.
Who was possessing my mind when this was written down? Don't remember.
Yeah.
Keigo Hirakawa Trio live on stage this Sunday night. Congratulations on a great accomplishment.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being with us here today. We've got a tune, Cat on the Fence, queued up here. Do you want to give that a quick intro and we'll go right in?
So every one of these, well, not every one of these, but many of these tunes, I compose and I have some ideas of what it represents and such. But if I don't, I give it to my wife and she names them. So this is one of those quirky naming.
Yay! We should give a great shout out to your wife who's in the studio with me today. Her name is Winby Lai, and she also sings on one of the tracks.
Yes. Yep.
Are you going to be on stage? No. She shakes her head. Very good. Keigo, thank you so much for sharing your music.
Thanks for having us.
This is from the new one. It's been my pleasure. You come back every once in a while, all right?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.